927 4CC. I'm looking forward to this. I've heard so much about it, and it's on the 19th and 20th of this month. It's the Mount Larcombe Show. But Mick Wallace, the president of the show, joining me this morning. Hello, mate.
How are you going, Hemo?
Now, is it true that this show is the best in the region? Because that's what I've heard.
Mate, the Mount Larcombe Show is the best ag family show in the whole of regional Queensland. If you don't come to this show, you've missed out. The only other better show, I reckon, is the Brisbane Ecker.
Really?
So how's that for a comment?
Being regional Queensland, I would not be surprised, mate, because country people produce more than city shows do. Now, bugger the city slickers.
Yeah, I reckon, mate. So we have everything. We cover horse, cattle, poultry, birds, pavilions. We've got Lego comps. We've got mud pie competitions and everything for the kids in the pavilions this year. We're actually bringing back a Ferris wheel for the first time for many, many years at Mount Larcombe. We've worked really, really hard since we got shut down with COVID last year, mate. We've done a big lot of improvements to the grounds. We're just hoping it's going to be the biggest show that Mount Larcombe's seen for many years.
Mate, I think you're going to actually get a big crowd there because people have been champing at the bit to go to a good show, and you've got that on the 19th and 20th of this month. Now, is that true, pig races?
Yes, we've got the pig races are back. We haven't had them for a couple of years now, bigger than ever. We have a $40,000 tennis ball drop from a Crane dog box. Mate, that is going to be brilliant. That's sponsored by Matheson Crane Hire.
Yeah.
They're celebrating 40 years in business in Gladstone. You will buy a ticket on the ground, and all the money raised from the ticket sales goes to the RFDS and the McGrath Foundation. Oh. All that will go to charity. We have four draws over the weekend, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. We will draw five names out of a barrel on each draw. Those people will get 5 minutes to come to Matheson's display, and then they will get allocated a number from one to five, and then we will have five boxes on the ground, numbered one to five. And in one of the boxes will be two tennis balls. If you're lucky enough to open that box with the two tennis balls, you get to go up in the dog box in the crane, 40 metres in the air.
Yeah.
And you drop two tennis balls, and if you land them in the bucket that's 40 metres below you, you win 10 grand. If it doesn't go off on Saturday morning, it jackpots to 20 grand Saturday afternoon.
Right.
And therefore, Sunday jackpots to 30 in the morning, and if it still doesn't go off, it'll be 40 in the afternoon. For a $2 ticket, you got a chance to win 10 grand plus.
Support a couple of good courses too with the RFDS and the McGrath Foundation. Well done.
Yes, mate. You know, the McGrath Foundation, they're brilliant. They have a nurse in Gladstone. We're just trying to keep her here with raising funds. And the RFDS, mate, they're brilliant what they do. So it's great. Another thing I will talk to you later on about is our chainsaws and wood chop arena. We have five steel world champions from the steel timber sports coming this year.
Right.
Which I'll tell you more about on our next interview.
That sounds good, mate. Sideshow Alley, fireworks for the family. I love it. And the good old show bags. Who doesn't love a good show bag?
Mate, we have a big show bag being back this year. It's probably it's bigger than what we've ever had here. I believe we've got two show bag beans coming this year, so plenty of show bags for everyone. And all the rides, as I say, the Ferris wheel, Dodgem cars and that. So, mate, a lot of fun for the kids.
All right, Mick, thank you for that. We'll catch up with you again next week. Anybody wants to book their tickets, jump online. Go to mountlarcombeshow.com.au. That's mountlarcombeshow.com.au. Thanks, Mick.
Thanks a lot, Hemo. Talk to you soon. Cheers.